If the gentleman were to go and read Section 103 of the Urban Councils Act, it's very clear that councillors can elect a mayor from among one of them or any other person, chooses the word, or any other person. That's the first thing. If we look for empirical evidence, you look at the mayor of Harare. Was he a councillor? The answer is no. How was he elected? He was elected in terms of that section. And numerous other, you know, mayors. If the executive local government bothers to go to school, reads in plain English, if you go to this new constitution that we have, again, it's very clear that the mayor can be anybody else whom councillors must elect after they are elected, unless it's going to be an executive mayor who should be elected by the people. So certainly, I think this is a case of the permanent secretary for local government showing the intention to restrict the will, the right of councillors to choose the person they want to become. Signal of what is to come.
Are you already campaigning for the post?
I won't comment too much about that, but what I'll comment on is the idea that, you know, in a democracy, remember that when councillors sit to elect somebody, they are electing people on the basis of certain credentials. Those people present themselves to those councillors for the councillors to consider. And it is called putting yourself forward for consideration. It's called submitting your CV. Whether you want to call it jostling or whatever, democracy is allowed, it's permitted within political parties, nothing amiss.